Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now we come to the third Navamsha of Gemini, the sign of Mercury. Both Mercurial signs, Gemini and Virgo, as we have covered extensively before, are ruled by cultivating skill sets. Mercury is about conscious participation. Mercury is not what you are gifted naturally. You have to cultivate it. There is a work to be done. There is a developmental work to be done, self-development work to be done. The skill sets and your intellect, everything might be innate. You might be born with it, thanks to your parents and their DNA, but you have to do something in this world to cultivate it. In Gemini Navamsha, this planet is not afraid to take the risk. This is the place where you work from hands, especially if your Amartya Karaka or your D1 10th Lord is sitting here. You might be having professions related to hand skills of any kind. You must develop these skill sets continuously. Amartya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha might indicate paperwork, lots of work with files and paperwork and maintaining things and so on. Let it be like banking or service industries of all kinds. Gemini Navamsha is also good at finding loopholes. They always find a way around. Any problem comes, you can count on the Gemini Navamsha planet to find you the solutions to it. Okay? Everything in terms of success or failure of Amartya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha depends upon your communication skills and your hand skills. Just remember these key terms, then it will help you. The way you appear and the way you present yourself is also Gemini Navamsha. Gemini is about presenting yourself to the external world. It's the beginning of competition, the third house. Yes? The way you express ideas is important in Gemini Navamsha. What spoils it, however, is gossip. Because Mercury loves to gossip. People talk, a bunch of people you might have seen talk, get together and talk. What do they talk about? About other people mostly, isn't it? Unless it's a subject matter, you are cultivating your intellectual skills. If it is just other people, you are just finding loopholes and criticizing. That's the signature of Gemini Navamsha. Finding loopholes and criticism. This spoils this Navamsha basically. Okay? Don't gossip. Gemini Rashi is also underground. This is why Gemini Navamsha people will try to keep resources where it is hidden. They will not be able to do any kind of work efficiently. Laziness, the opposite of taking effort, that also shows up in this Navamsha. So if your Amartya Karaka or D1 10th Lord is sitting here, you might be a very lazy guy. Get out of that seat. Go find out things, learn. These days there is even artificial intelligence for all you people. You can always GPT something, learn something and make something useful out of it. But there has to be an attitude of overcoming laziness. For heaven's sake, you're born a human being. Make use of it. You're top of the evolutionary chain, yes? Another characteristics of Gemini Navamsha is the itch. The itching inside your head about getting things done, about wanting to gossip, about wanting to communicate, about showing off more than you are. That is Gemini. Therefore, Amartya Karaka here has one very specific feature. They react to every single thing and will not take initiatives. See, the opposite of working. You can develop those consciously if planets are in Gemini Navamsha in your chart. And more so if your Amartya Karaka is here. if the career determinant requires to develop skills and you're not doing anything about it, guess what will happen, right? If there are malefics, if there is Saturn sitting here, for example, it will not take any initiative. Saturn, as it is a slow planet. And if you stick it in Gemini Navamsha, where the basic tendency is to be lazy, this people is very difficult to motivate them. They have to motivate themselves. You need to go to a ton of motivation classes, for example, in order for you to get going. Remember this. 10th Lord, D1 10th Lord, or Amartya Karaka sitting here, would make communication excellent, very sharp intellect. But being a dual sign, four of the dual signs, right? 3, 6, 9 and 12. This is the first of them. So dual sign, if Amartya Karaka is placed, you might be having frequent change in careers. Remember this as a general rule. Specifics are obviously always different. Changing careers, frequent job changes. Constantly you have to keep updating your skills in career. This is again for all dual signs. You have to work creatively. You have to take effort in doing it. Develop your skill sets wherever you are lacking in it. Do research. Do things in a different way, skillful way. You might have a little bit of confusion of duality, but that's okay. All of us are living in duality. That's fine. Some classical examples. Saturn here might slow things down, make you very lazy. If Saturn is your Amartya Karaka or D1 10th Lord, like Saturn, if you are an Aries ascendant, Saturn is your 10th Lord. And if it goes in this Navamsha, you become a very lazy person. Not inclined to taking risks, for example. Mercury here will not be afraid to take risks. They become great communicators. They can talk their way out of every situation. You know, smart mouth. We have lots of them in social media these days, isn't it? Smart mouths. They want to quickly respond to everything. Mars could become very logical. Mars is a logical planet. Direct in speech, quick response, very reactive people. These are the people who can come to social media and become very violent in their comments, for example. Bad use of the Navamsha, I would say. Rahu can become very cunning and extremely cunning in argument. Again, take the sign placement also, where it is applying itself. If it is in 5th house, it is applying it to communication and to mind and creativity. Trying to get their way by talking and arguing through any situation. Rahu in Gemini will make excellent debaters, for example. If you are Amartya Karaka sitting with Rahu here, that might happen. Ketu, on the other hand, is the opposite. Extremely introverted in speech, not bothered to speak or talk, very quiet. Internal processing, like audio, digital, as we call in NLP. Moon here might become very emotional, tends to harbor ill thoughts, feelings towards others. This should stop, as they hesitate to be direct to the point of expressing to the others. The true feelings are hidden. Remember, I told you Gemini is a hidden sign. They tend to hide their resources. So this has to be stopped. Learn to express your emotion. Don't bundle it all up inside yourself. It's no point anyway. So all those childhood emotions which are hidden in your subconscious, with Moon in Gemini Navamsha, that's what it could symbolize. Venus will make your artistic abilities and creativity expression depending on your communication. How much of you is an artist, and if Venus is your Amartya Karaka, you would want to become artist. But if it comes in Gemini Navamsha, for example, what do you have to do? You have to make effort in cultivating those skills and then you'll succeed. Jupiter is needing to be the wise one. Look, Jupiter is the opposite sign of Gemini. Sagittarius and Pisces are opposite to Gemini and Virgo, isn't it? Think of it like that. Gemini is a student. It needs to learn. Jupiter is a teacher. He already is the wise one. So Jupiter, if you take the teacher and stick him in a Navamsha of Gemini, this one wants to be the wise one. This one wants to feel like a guru. It wants to copy all kinds of wise people. like copy-paste people on social media, for example. They keep copying one another's ideas. They are needing students and followers of all kind, you know, like, share, subscribe kind of. Always begging for followers. Son here, authority figures and father could be very talkative because son is a karaka of father. Amatya Karaka in as son and 10th lord here may work as communicators, trying to prove their authority, like fake it till you make it kind of approach. Because Gemini is a learning Navamsha. If your Amatya Karaka is placed here, essentially you got to build up your life to a skill set. Otherwise, there's nothing going to happen externally. Remember this. Now let us see what voiceover Jain tells us.
Saturn as Amatya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Saturn. When Saturn is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is anchored in discipline, structure, and persistence. You aim to create a reliable career path by building skills over time and fulfilling responsibilities with consistency. You thrive in long-term projects that require endurance, patience, and methodical planning. 2. Gemini Navamsha Overlay. Gemini Navamsha adds an intellectual, communicative, and adaptable layer to Saturn's steady nature. This combination directs your disciplined approach into communication, analytical work, and skill building through hands-on experience. From the attached reference, you continuously work to develop skill sets and prefer practical, hands-on application. Paperwork, documentation, and finding loopholes become part of your working style. Your work ethic is influenced by curiosity, but Saturn here channels it into structured research rather than idle gossip. While Gemini energy can cause reactivity, Saturn tempers this with patience and long-term focus. 3. How the internal drive shows up. Communication is approached methodically, focusing on clarity and factual precision. You build expertise over years by refining skills rather than jumping between fields impulsively. Your adaptability is practical, using it to solve problems and optimize work processes. 4. Professional mindset in action. With Saturn in Gemini Navamsha, you thrive in administrative, legal, and procedural roles where precision matters. Use structured communication to build credibility. Prefer slow but steady mastery of multiple skills over rapid, superficial learning. 5. Career expressions. This placement excels in legal research, compliance, and policy writing, administrative management and auditing, teaching and training in technical or procedural subjects, skilled trades requiring precision and patience, writing, editing, or documentation roles. Half for 6, variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Gemini occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Taurus D9 ascendant, communication and structured planning to grow wealth, skilled in managing family or institutional assets. Sixth house, Capricorn D9 ascendant, patience in service roles, excels in systematic problem solving and workplace conflict resolution. 10th house, Virgo D9 ascendant, public recognition for expertise, methodical communication, and professional reliability. 7. The inner voice of this placement. Open quote, I build mastery through disciplined learning and structured communication. Every skill I gain becomes a foundation for lasting success. Close quote. Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles, Mercury. When Mercury is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is shaped by communication, adaptability, analysis, and networking. You excel in careers that require mental agility, quick problem solving, and persuasive dialogue. Your success often comes from being able to process information rapidly and connect people or ideas effectively. 2. Gemini Navamsha overlay Gemini, ruled by Mercury, amplifies these traits, creating a highly versatile, intellectually active, and socially skilled personality in professional life. From the attached reference, not afraid to take risks in communication or business moves, skilled at talking your way out of situations and finding a middle ground. Quick to identify and exploit loopholes or hidden opportunities. Constantly updating skills and shifting approaches to adapt to new environments. Potential tendency toward overextension or scattering energy in too many directions. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You are energized by constant mental stimulation and variety in work. Thrive in fast-paced environments where adaptability is an advantage. Use charm, wit, and verbal dexterity to negotiate, mediate, or persuade. 4. Professional mindset in action. With Mercury in Gemini Navamsha, you approach problems with flexible logic, seeing multiple solutions quickly. Value skill diversity, often working on parallel projects. Rely heavily on networking and information exchange for success. 5. Career expressions. This placement excels in writing, journalism, and media production, sales, marketing, and advertising, research, data analysis, and consultancy, teaching, coaching, and skill training, translation, interpretation, and diplomacy. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Gemini occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Taurus D9 Ascendant, strong focus on communication as a wealth-building tool. Speech and networking drive earnings. 6th house, Capricorn D9 Ascendant, skilled in workplace negotiations, legal cases, or service sector problem solving. 10th house, Virgo D9 Ascendant, public recognition for expertise in communication, intellectual versatility, and adaptive leadership. The inner voice of this placement. Open quote, "My mind is my greatest asset. With quick thinking and the right words, I can turn any situation in my favor." Close quote. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Mars, when Mars is Amatya Karaka, your professional drive is built on initiative, courage, and decisive action. You excel in competitive environments, prefer direct problem solving, and have a strong desire to win through strategic execution. Gemini Navamsha, overlay. Gemini brings mental agility, quick wit, and adaptability to Mars's assertive energy. This creates a drive that is both strategically sharp and verbally forceful. From the attached reference, extremely logical and direct in speech, quick in response, and highly reactive. Gemini's dual nature means Mars here can switch strategies instantly, adjusting tactics on the fly. The placement fosters mental competitiveness, thriving in debates, negotiations, and fast-paced challenges. 3. How the internal drive shows up. Problem solving is rapid and decisive, with no hesitation once a course of action is chosen. Speech becomes a weapon, precise, impactful, and sometimes confrontational. You approach challenges as battles of wit and skill, always aiming for a tactical advantage. Now 4. Professional mindset in action. With Mars in Gemini Navamsha, you seek careers requiring fast decision-making and mental combat skills. Use communication as a tool for assertion and leadership. Value adaptability while maintaining a competitive edge. 5. Career expressions. This placement excels in law, litigation, and courtroom strategy, business negotiations and deal closing roles, military strategy, security analysis, or competitive sports commentary, marketing, sales, and political campaigning, crisis management and rapid response industries. 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Gemini occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Taurus D9 Ascendant, verbal assertiveness used for wealth building and defending resources. 6th house, Capricorn D9 Ascendant, competitive work environments, thriving in conflict resolution or adversarial roles. 10th house, Virgo D9 Ascendant, public recognition through quick decision making and strategic leadership in dynamic fields. 7. The inner voice of this placement, open quote, "I act fast, speak with precision, and win by thinking quicker than the competition." Close quote. Moon as Amatya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles. Moon. When Moon is Amatya Karaka, your professional drive is rooted in emotional connection, adaptability, and intuitive understanding. You seek to nurture relationships in your career and excel in environments where empathy and human understanding are valuable. Your work approach is shaped by the desire for emotional security and harmony. 2. Gemini Navamsha Overlay. Gemini's quick thinking, dual, and communicative nature interacts with the moon's emotional depth in complex ways. Emotions, thoughts, and feelings often dominate thinking, sometimes overriding practicality. Tendency to harbor unspoken emotional undercurrents, which can lead to inner tension. Hesitation in direct expression. You may withhold your true feelings in the moment, especially if vulnerability feels risky. Growing up, emotional experiences, and the pain of rejection deeply shape personality and professional style. Communication style can become subtle, layered, and indirect, often relying on tone and nuance rather than blunt clarity. 3, how the internal drive shows up. You naturally read emotional subtext and respond in ways that preserve relationships. A strong need to feel emotionally safe before openly expressing opinions in professional settings. Career decisions are often influenced by personal values and emotional resonance rather than pure logic. Habit 4, professional mindset in action. With Moon in Gemini Navamsha, you use empathy and adaptability to build professional networks. Excel in roles that require emotional intelligence, negotiation, and human-centered communication. Are drawn to storytelling, counseling, or media roles where emotional narratives matter. Habit 5, career expressions. This placement excels in counseling, coaching, and mental health professions, media, writing, and public relations with an emotional angle, hospitality and client relationship management, arts, music, or creative work that channels emotion into expression, human resources and employee engagement roles. Best 6, variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Gemini occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Taurus D9 ascendant, emotional tone in speech and communication becomes a career asset, can draw income from emotionally resonant work. Sixth house, Capricorn D9 ascendant, navigates workplace dynamics through empathy, but may face challenges if emotions cloud judgment in disputes. 10th house, Virgo D9 ascendant, public recognition for emotionally intelligent leadership and communication skills. 7, the inner voice of this placement, open quote, I connect through understanding. My words carry the weight of my emotions, and my work thrives when I feel emotionally in tune, close quote. Venus as Amacha Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. 1, Amacha Karaka principles. Venus. When Venus is Amacha Karaka, your professional motivation revolves around harmony, beauty, relationships, and creative expression. You are drawn toward work that allows for aesthetic refinement, diplomacy, and emotional connection, often seeking to blend pleasure with purpose. 2, Gemini Navamsha overlay Gemini's dual intellectual and communicative energy enhances Venus's charm and creativity, making this placement excel in artistic persuasion, relationship building, and multi-talented career paths. From the attached reference, your artistic abilities, creativity, and self-expression depend heavily on communication skills. Continuous skill enhancement is crucial for growth. Gemini influence encourages versatility, allowing you to work across multiple creative or relational fields at once. You may feel compelled to keep your craft fresh and adaptable, reflecting changes in trends and audience tastes. 3. How the internal drive shows up. A constant need to communicate beauty and emotion through words, art, or interpersonal interactions. A desire to connect and collaborate with people who stimulate both your intellect and creativity. Work satisfaction comes from environments where expression, innovation, and charm are valued. 4, professional mindset in action. With Venus in Gemini Navamsha, you rely on social intelligence as much as creative talent. Thrive in roles involving presentation, client interaction, and creative negotiation. Approach problem solving with a mix of diplomacy and innovative thinking. 5, career expressions. This placement excels in fashion, design, and luxury industries, media, advertising, and public relations, music, performance arts, and creative writing, event management, and relationship-driven entrepreneurship, coaching, or consultancy in creative fields. 6. Variations by Navamsha ascendant context. When Gemini occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Taurus D9 ascendant, wealth generated through creative communication, artistry becomes a direct financial asset. 6th house, Capricorn D9 ascendant, creativity used in service roles, resolving workplace conflicts through charm and tact. 10th house, Virgo D9 ascendant, public recognition for creative leadership and adaptability in career image. Number 7, the inner voice of this placement, open quote, my creativity blossoms through connection. Every conversation can be a canvas and every relationship a work of art, close quote. Jupiter as Amacha Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. 1. Core Amacha Karaka principles. Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amacha Karaka, your internal drive centers on wisdom, guidance, ethics, and teaching. You naturally seek to inspire others, act as a mentor, and anchor your professional life in principles and moral clarity. You are drawn to roles where your knowledge can benefit the community and where learning is lifelong. 2. Gemini Navamsha overlay. Gemini's quick, dual, and adaptable nature blends with Jupiter's wisdom to create a communicator-teacher archetype. A strong need to be seen as the wise one, often modeling yourself after other respected figures. Desire for students, followers, or an audience, which can extend into modern platforms like social media. Communication is your main teaching tool, but the challenge is to maintain depth in a fast-moving, information-saturated environment. Can excel in explaining complex ideas in simple, engaging, and relatable ways. 3. How the internal drive shows up. You feel fulfilled when you are sharing knowledge, guiding others, or influencing thinking. Professional choices often involve education, consulting, publishing, or media-based teaching. You might seek intellectual recognition through public platforms, speaking engagements, or online presence. Professional mindset in action with Jupiter in Gemini. Navamsha, you merge traditional wisdom with modern communication styles. Enjoy research and continuous learning, but equally enjoy networking and sharing what you've learned. Can act as a bridge between formal knowledge and everyday application. Hat of 5, career expressions. This placement excels in education, training, and academic leadership, publishing, writing, and digital content creation, social media influence in educational or motivational niches, consultancy in ethics, law, finance, or philosophy, cross-cultural communication, and international relations. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Gemini occupies these houses in your D9, second house, Taurus D9 Ascendant, monetizes wisdom through speaking, teaching, or content creation. Sixth house, Capricorn D9 Ascendant, uses knowledge in problem-solving roles, often in advisory or conflict resolution positions. 10th house, Virgo D9 Ascendant, gains public recognition for wisdom-driven communication and thought leadership. Now 7, the inner voice of this placement. Open quote, I teach because I must share. Wisdom grows when passed on, and my words are the vessel for my truth. Close quote. Sun as Amatya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Sun. When the sun is Amatya Karaka, the internal drive revolves around leadership, authority, recognition, and living by a strong personal code. There's a deep-seated need to command respect and take charge, often accompanied by a sense of responsibility to lead by example. 2. Gemini Navamsha overlay. When the sun operates in the Gemini Navamsha, its authoritative and commanding energy blends with Gemini's adaptable, communicative nature. Authority figures and mentors, often the father, are talkative and persuasive influences. The drive to assert authority through communication is strong, wanting to be heard, respected, and followed because of your ideas. May lean into a fake it till you make it mindset, projecting confidence even while still learning. Constant need to engage, network, and prove one's worth in social or professional circles. 3. How the internal drive shows up. Motivation is anchored in being the voice that others follow. You naturally gravitate toward positions where communication is the core of leadership, speeches, negotiations, public-facing roles. Professional satisfaction comes from being recognized as both a leader and an informed communicator. 4. Professional mindset in action. With this placement, you use words as a leadership tool, often taking a strategic and persuasive approach. Blend charisma with well-timed self-promotion to gain authority in your field. Thrive in public communication roles where influence can be expanded quickly. 5. Career expressions. Political spokesperson, media anchor, or public relations head. Leadership roles in education, law, or corporate training. High-profile communication strategist, government liaison, or public affairs officer. Namajer 6. Variations by Navamsha Ascendant Context. When Gemini occupies second house, Taurus D9 Ascendant seeks leadership recognition through family reputation, wealth, and speech-based authority. Sixth house, Capricorn D9 Ascendant. Authority comes through solving conflicts and managing teams in competitive environments. 10th house, Virgo D9 Ascendant. Publicly recognized as a communicator leader. Reputation built on visible competence in media, politics, or corporate authority. Tata 7, the inner voice of this placement. Open quote, I lead through my words, and my words make my presence impossible to ignore. Close quote. Rahu and Ketu, influence on Amatya Karaka in Gemini Navamsha. Rahu influence, communication becomes strategic, calculated, and manipulative, using speech as a weapon to influence or dominate. Highly argumentative, skilled at prolonging debates until others concede. Masters of persuasion with hidden motives, able to make others feel they are winning while steering toward personal gain. Risk of overtalking, exaggeration, or stretching the truth to win. Planet-specific playouts with Rahu and aspect conjunction. Sun uses authority and commanding tone in debates, positioning themselves as an unquestionable voice. May project confidence beyond their true capacity, fake it till you make it. Moon, emotional manipulation in speech, using sympathy or sentiment to sway others, can dramatize feelings to make a point. Mercury, extremely cunning in verbal exchanges, masters of twisting facts, negotiating to personal advantage. Venus, persuasive charm, uses aesthetic or relationship appeal in arguments to get their way. Mars, combative, blunt, and confrontational, turns debates into battles that must be won. Jupiter justifies arguments using philosophy, ethics, or religious reasoning, sometimes bending truth to fit the agenda. Saturn, slow but relentless debater, repeating points until the opponent tires out, using persistence as a weapon. K2 influence, speech becomes minimal, often preferring silence over unnecessary dialogue. Internalized communication tends to keep thoughts private, sharing only selective insights. May appear distant or uninterested in verbal exchange, yet internally processes deeply. Conversations are stripped to essentials, avoiding small talk or persuasion games. Planet-specific playouts with K2 and aspect conjunction. Sun withdraws from verbal assertion of authority, preferring to let actions and reputation speak instead of words. Moon keeps emotional world private, rarely voices vulnerabilities or feelings. Mercury becomes extremely economical with speech, using precise but infrequent communication. Venus disengages from social charm and diplomacy, speaking plainly or not at all in matters of relationships or beauty. Mars avoids verbal conflict, channeling reactions into silent action or decisive nonverbal cues. Jupiter prefers contemplation over teaching, may keep spiritual insights private, sharing only when asked. Saturn, extremely reserved in communication, speaking only when absolutely necessary, often in a serious or grave tone.